Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be Schus, the Nishmas, Rabbi Yoel ben Pinchas Halevi, Rabbi Yaakov Shlom ben Rabbi Dov Ber, and Schus is Ivu Kogan, for Yaakov and Sarah Esther, and for Gil Shoshana. That's Necha Gittel. We're going to be learning the Sugi of Ones, Itvar Masurim, or Ones because of Ravon or Pikuach Nefesh. Do you have to make a bracha? Do you have to make a bracha on Achilas Isser, the Ones? Based on a tshuva written by the great Gaon Rabbi Menzion Kahn, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. When he was a young man, he was an Av Beis Din in Hungary, and then he was sent to the work camps. He suffered under the Nazi regime for a number of years, under the most horrible of circumstances, and he was mefalpel with his friend, the Mishkalitzer Rav, who's, if I'm not mistaken, his son is today the Rebbe in Petach Tikva. His name is Rav Chaim Berger. They were mefalpel on this sugya, but they didn't have any sfarim. So Rav Kahn says, now that I've reached El Menucha Ve'El Nachal, I've come to beautiful Williamsburg, New York, and the year is 1953, and it's Tuesday of Parshas Beshalach. Now I can sit, be ma'ayin in sfarim, and tell you what I came up with, now that I can be ma'ayin more in this sfarim. In the Mishnah in Brachas and Mem Heyamid Aleph, it says that if you eat tevel and other dvarim asurim, you don't make a zimun. The Rambam says that you don't even make a bracha in Perak Aleph Halacha Yates of Hilchas Brachas. Then when you eat Dvar Masurim like Tevel and Hekdesh that wasn't redeemed and Maaser Shena wasn't redeemed, you don't make a bracha. If you eat Nevelos and Shreifas, you don't make a bracha. Yain Nesach, you don't make a bracha. And the Rabbit says that the Rambam is mistaken. Tol Bezet Tos Gedola. It's not that you don't make a bracha, you don't make a zimun. The Mishnah says you don't make a zimun because it doesn't have chashivas. But a bracha you make. Kesef Mishnah says that the Ravid learns that the Mishnah only says Ein Mizamnin, Aval Bruchei Mevarachi, but a bracha you make. The Rush wants to learn like the Ravid. He brings a raya from the Bryce and Sanhedrin, Vav Amid Aleph, and Vav Akamet Sadi Dalet Amid Aleph, where it says that if a person steals wheat and he makes bread, Ein Zem Mevarach Elam Nights, it's not a bracha, it's Niutz. So surprisingly, when I read the Gemara, I think that you don't have to make a bracha. The Rush learns, no. The Gemara is saying, you make a bracha and it's niyutz. So you taka do make a bracha and dvar masurim on something stolen. Kesef Mishnah is docha this raya. Kesef Mishnah brings a raya for the Rambam from the Yerushalmi in Chala, Perak Aleph, Filf Halacha Hei, and the Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Yud Gimel Halacha Gimel, where it says that matzik zula, you're not allowed to make a bracha on it. Because of Botzea Birech Nietz Hashem, it's niyutz, it's terrible, it's blasphemy to make a bracha. If you stole it, Ein Levarich Al Isser. So you see, Mefurish, that on Matzik Zula you don't make a bracha, it's also to make a bracha. So on Macholas Asura, it's also also to make a bracha. Like the Rambam holds, the Beis Yosef, Simon Kuf Tzadi Vav, brings a raya for the Rambam from the Yerushalmi and the Tosefta and Demai, where it's Mefurish, Val Kulan Ein Levarich Al Aleim, Ve'ein Mizamnin Aleim. And on all of these, on Dvar Masurim, you don't make a bracha, you don't make a zimun. So you see, not only don't you make a zimun, you also don't make a bracha. And so it's Mukh from Rashi and Dibur Amaschav Hashamish and Brachos Memhei. The Rashman is Chedushim and Brachos brings a raya for the Rambam from the Mishnah and Demai, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, and the Gemara and Shabbos, Tafchav Gimel. That the Gemara asks, what bracha do you make on Demai? And the Gemara says, you make a bracha on Demai and you make a zimun on Demai. So it's Mashma, Dafka on Demai, and Suffolk, whether it was tithed, you make a bracha and a zimun. However, on Tevel, you would not make a bracha, nor would you have a zimun, so pask in the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam, that ein mevarchim kuf tzadi vav aleph, ein mevarchim bedvar iser, velo betchila, velo besof. So we have big machlokas Rishon in the Shulchan Aruch, pask is like the Rambam, that you don't make a bracha on dvar iser. In the Tshuvas HaRashba, he says that he's asked whether a chole who eats on Yom Kippur makes hamotzi and birchas hamazon or not, and he says to the questioner that you saw an acharon, in his time it was an acharon, who said not to make a bracha, and he said it's not true, it's tevarim shel tohu, it's only zimun because you're not royal at staria for the schaber, but you do make a bracha. The Rambam writes ochel tevel eino mevarech avo minayin lo, where does he know this from? The Rashba chapt on him. And his asagas, and this Rashba is, and the Ravid was masig on the Rambam. So this Rashba is brought in the Magen Avraham Reish Dal at Sif Katan Chav, and he surprisingly doesn't note that this Rashba sosir himself, because the Rashba is chedushin to brachas holds like the Rambam that you don't make a bracha. It brings a raya for the Rambam that you don't make a bracha on machal iser, and the Rashba here in the tshuva says that you do make a bracha on machal iser. And the Ksav Sofer and Aruch Chaim Chof Beis, he's mayor in the steer on the, of the Rashba between the chedushim and the tshuvas. And he wants to say that even in the tshuvas, the Rashba holds like the Rambam. Just a chol ha'ochel b'yom kippur, even the Rambam will be mode. So that's very dochak to say that that's pshat in the Rashba. Or we have a steer in the Rashba. Look in the Shita Mekubetzis and Bava Kama Daf Tzadi Dalet in the name of the Meiri, who says like the Ravid that you don't make a bracha on Machal Isser, but you don't make a Zimun on Machal Isser, but a bracha, Hamotzin, Brachas Hamazon, you do make. And then he brings the Yesh Cholkim not to make a Brachas Anenin. The Abu Dram and Hilchos Brachas brings the Rambam and the Ravid and the Rosh. And it would seem that he was machriya that you do make a bracha on machal iser. The Taz in Kuf Tzadi Vav Sif Katan Aleph says the Rambam, the Ravid is not arguing with the Rambam that an ochel iser b'mezid she'enu mavarich, b'mezid is a rasha gomer, in zem mavarich el menayit. Of course you should make a bracha, and of course you shouldn't be mezamein. And the Mishnah that says ochel tevel ain mezamnin, that's only when you ate it b'shogeg. So there the Ravid says that you make a bracha on this tevel that you ate b'shogeg. The Rambam says the achila is not an achila. It's like what it says in Yoredeya that if you sell to your friend the davar she'isur minatar when he ate it, you have to give him his money back. It's as if he didn't eat it. So too linyan bracha, that's not considered eating. And therefore, if you eat an iser b'shas sakana, if you eat a machal iser b'shas sakana, you shouldn't make a bracha. That's not considered eating. And that's not like the Beis Yosef, who says that the Rambam agrees that b'shas sakana you should make a bracha. So the Rambam is only holding, according to the Beis Yosef, that if you eat be'isser, you don't make a bracha. But if you eat beheder, if it's a shas sakana, then you do make a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simon Reish Dalet, Siftes, Paskins, that if you eat food or drink of isser, b'nei as sakana, you do make a bracha. And that's like the Beis Yosef, that the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadi Vav Aleph writes that you don't make a bracha on a machal iser, lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. However, if it's a shas sakana, here in Reish Dalates, he says you do make a bracha, because there's a chilik between eating a regular dvar iser and eating it b'shas sakana. That's like the Beis Yosef's chilik. The Ramah doesn't argue with the Mechaber on this, and in the previous sif, and that the Mechaber paskins that ochlin u'mashkim she'adam ochel v'shosel refua im tamam tov v'achich ne'ameh mihem avarcha olav t'chila b'sof. If you have food and drink that a person enjoys eating, even though he's eating it for refua, he should make a bracha. The Rama writes im ansu lechol olishtos af al gav v'achich ne'ameh mimenu einam avarcha olav hol v'nenes akach. If you were forced to eat, even if you enjoy it, you don't make a bracha. That's the Ramah from the Beis Yosef, B'Shem Ol Moed V'Ramah, B'Hara'ah. So now we get to Akasha. The Taz, in Sif Katan Yud Beis, says that since the Ramah paskins that if you are forced to eat, you don't make a bracha, why then does he not argue with the Mechaber, who says that if you ate Iser Mipnei HaSakana, you do make a bracha? and that's tamua dova da achas hi. Uman da amar haliftor lo amar halachiyuv. You can't pater one and be mechayiv the other. The Ramah can't have it both ways. When the Mechaber says that if you ate mashke, if you ate machal or mashke shel iser b'pnei asakana, you do make a bracha. There the Ramah doesn't argue. But the Ramah says earlier that if you were forced to eat or to drink, even if you enjoy it, you don't make a bracha. Wait a second. If you ate machal or mashke shel iser b'pnei asakana, that's also being forced. It was dangerous. A person needs for fua. A person's in danger. He needs to eat machal or mishke or machal or mashke. Shalisser. So the Shulchan Aruch says, make a bracha. So that means that when you're eating out of compulsion, you have to make a bracha. Why then does the Ramah paskin that if you're forced to eat, you don't make a bracha? Why don't you make a bracha? Just like the Ramah holds that you make a bracha. He doesn't argue with the Mechaber that you make a bracha. When you ate mipnei asakana, so why should you not also eat when you were forced? So that's the kash of the Taz. What's the difference between achila b'shas sakana, achila siser b'shas sakana, where you do make a bracha, and achila siser b'shas ones, where you don't make a bracha? Chora, when you eat b'shas sakana, that's also a form of onus. So Rabbi Ben Sion Zitzal, again, we're in the Avnei Tzion, Simen Lamed Gimel and Chelek Aleph. He answers as follows. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simen Mem Zayin, that if you're Maharher B'divrei Torah, you don't have to make a bracha. If you only think in learning, you don't have to make a bracha. Frak the gra, why not? Mitzvah lima Torah yotzei af behirah d'chsiv v'gisa b'yom ha'malayla n'igoyin's b'leiv. So why don't you make a bracha? So we can answer based on the Beis Yosef and Siman Tov Lamed Beis, in the name of the Kalbo. And that you make a bracha on Bir Chametz, and you don't make a bracha on Bitl Chametz, but it is not Roy Levarich ala Machshava. So you see that even though Bittul is the Gemara Mitzvah, nevertheless, since the Iker Mitzvah is the Machshava, it's not Roy to be Mevarich. Since you only make a bracha on a darvish a mitzvah sa'idei maisa. So now we can answer the kasha of why you're making a bracha. Why you're not making a bracha on hirer, the gross kasha. Because even though you yotzei dei chovas limutari dei hirer, ein mevarchem alea mishum she'ein mevarchem ala machshava. You don't make a bracha on machshava. So that's a good teretz to the gross kasha. The gross is item mitzvah to make a bracha, to learn be hirer. It's a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on hirer. Prima Gadim and Arachayim, Simon Mem Zayin, brings the Beis Yosef in the name of the Kalbo. And that's the way, if you're Ma'ayin, well, he's very Makatzer, Kedarko. But if you're Ma'ayin, that's what he wants to answer. That's the Prima Gadim's answer. The reason you're not making a bracha on hirer is not because it's not a mitzvah, but because you don't make a bracha on machshava. And so says the Yeshua Siyankiv in Simen Mem Zayin Os Dalet. Look in the Heilig Beis Yitzchok, Yitzchok Shmelkis, the great Galatziana Shirposek, Yerodea Os Zayin, Simen Yud, where he writes B'das Hatosus B'Menachas V'chulin, that a freshest Truma can be done b'machshava, and the Beis Yitzchok writes, you don't make a bracha only ala frashe b'pev, and not ala frashe b'machshava. According to the Beis Yosef that we mentioned, that al mitzvah shayde machshava ein mevarchim. So we see from all of this that the rabbis were not metakein brachas hamitzvahs unless it's a mitzvah shayde maise, not a mitzvah shayde machshava. And according to this, it would appear that also brachas hanenin is the same way, that you only make a bracha if there's a maise, and not otherwise. There has to be a maisa. So what does that do for us? We're going to see that this is key. Now that we've established that you only make a bracha on a maisa, the Asvin Daraisa, the great Goyen Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Klal Chof Dalet writes that the reason that misasek and ones is pater b'isurim. If you look in Rashi and Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, Dibur Maslim, all the same, you see that Misa'asek and Ones have one din. The reason Misa'asek and Ones are pater b'isurim, Misa'asek is when you completely don't intend to do it, or Ones you're compelled to do it. It's pater because it's like you didn't do the Maisa. It's like it was done automatically, and it's not you doing it. So Misasek in Ones, the Maisa is not Mitsiaches to the Ose. The act, the deed, does not relate back to the person who did it. Look in the Makor Chaim in Tov Lamed Aleph, who writes, that if it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, dover she'ein o miskavein is aser. Why? Because the heter of dover she'ein o miskavein and misasek is because it's like you didn't do the maisa. But if the Torah asered even without a maisa, lav she'ein bo maisa, it's going to be aser even if you're misasek and ain't o miskavein. Givaldik. Look also in the Orchitz Chaim and Tov Lamed Aleph Siv Gimel, Os Gimel. So now we can answer very beautifully the kasha on the Ramah, kasha that the Taz asked on the Ramah, that if a person was forced to eat or drink, even though he's getting hana, he doesn't make a bracha since he's ones. Ones means the maisa doesn't relate to you. So it's like doing a mitzvah without a maisa, and the rabbis didn't make a taka. It's like doing a deed without a maisa. It's like there's no maisa involved. And when there's no mice involved, the rabbis weren't metakin a bracha, like we saw before by Hira B'Divad B'Divrei Torah. If there's no mice, there's no bracha. Hira B'Bidl B'Chametz. There's no mice, there's no bracha. So when a person was nanas to eat, it's like there's no mice. No mice, no bracha. However, when it comes to eating a machal or mashke shel isrim b'nei sakana, you do make a bracha. Because there, even though you don't want to eat it, but since mishum sakana was mutter, so he's eating birtsono. He wants to eat, and he wants to have hana. And this is l'refuaso. So that's not like an ones. Since here he's a heter, it's not an ones. Since it's not an ones, he wants to do it, the mais is misyaches to him. The mais is misyaches to him, he makes a bracha. Mashenkein, when it comes to being nenas lechol, when he's forced to eat or drink, there the maisa achila doesn't relate to him. Since the maisa achila doesn't relate to him, there's no bracha. But when he's eating because of sakana, there's a heter to eat. Memele, he wants to eat. Since he wants to eat, he makes a bracha because the maisa is misyaches to him. So for Entfert, the kasha of the Taz. So he had a stira in the Ramah, Chora, that he didn't argue when the Mechaber said that on eating because of sakana you do make a bracha. So how then does he paskin that if you eat because of ones, you don't make a sakana, if you're forced to eat, you don't make a bracha? Chora, even in the case of sakana, it's also ones. The answer is no. In the case of sakana, you want to eat. You have a heter to eat. It's pikuach nefesh for a fua. So memela, since you want to do it, you may make a bracha, because the maisa relates to you. But if you eat al tzones, that's not your maisa. No maisa, no bracha. So we should all be zochem mitzvah Hashem not to have oneses and not to have any sakanas. V'lomod v'lamed lishmo v'lasis v'lakayim is called divrei samu tarasa b'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.